In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the first lecture, we spoke about the traits of the present era and how these traits impacted our personal and daily life. This was the second lecture. And although the vivid is giving new ideas and new philosophies in our contemporary time, but as we saw in the third lecture, it is basically lies. As he lied to Adam and Eve, then he is lying also to us until today. He lies about the word of God, he lies about God himself, and he lies about sin. In the two lectures of today, we'll speak about how we deal with all of this. And the best resource to discover how to deal with all of this is the early church fathers and the apostles. Let us go and see how the early church fathers and the apostles dealt with all these changes and with the lies of the devil and learn from them in our life. As we said before, our world is in a state of a change. Aircraft and missiles are out moving before they are off the assembly line. Textbooks and technologies are outdated by the time they are invented. It is change that sells automobiles year by year. So we are a very fast changing society. عشان كده ابتدى الشيطان يقول لنا على فكرة، هذه فكرة جهنمية. أحيانا الواحد بيقول فكرة جهنمية عايز يقول فكرة حلوة، بس دي طبعا تعبير غلط. الفكرة الجهنمية عن فكرة جاية من جهنم، احنا مش معقول هناخد أفكار جهنم ونقول عليها لا ما حدش يقول فكرة حلوة لك يا فكرة جهنمية. بس دي الفكرة الجهنمية دي المفروض اللي تبقى شتيمة يعني ما تبقاش مدح، لأن دي معناها وارد جهنم. So الفكرة الجهنمية هنا، the opinion is widespread that our modern age demands an updated creation. في بقى ناس تكلموا في الكنيسة التغيير ولازم الكنيسة تتغير عشان تجار العصر و وهل احنا في تغير ولا مفيش تغير؟ والتغيير يبقى شكله ازاي؟ دي نقطة هنتكلم عنها شوية. Science has made hope believe the hope. Society rebels against traditional and obsolete modes of worship and service. That's what people are going through. لكن لما نيجي ندرس بقى the early church هنلاقي في realm of changeable and realm of the unchangeable. في حاجات ممكن تتغير وفي حاجات ما تتغيرش. أكلمكم الأول على the realm of changeable or the changeable. إيه حاجات ما تتغير؟ تلاقي مثلا إن حصل big change in the physical experience. اللي هي الوسائل مثلا من الـ 1st century للـ 21st century زي مثلا transportation. مثلا during the time of the apostles كانوا بيتنقلوا من مكان لمكان بالسفينة بالسفن، نعم دلوقتي بيتنقلوا بالطيارات. الكوميونيكيشن مثلا تقروا في أفسس 6:21-22 ان عشان بولس الرسول يبعث رسالة ليهم في افسس يبعث لهم ازاي؟ يقول لهم but that you also may know my affairs and how I am doing. Tychicus, a beloved brother and a faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you. يعني لازم يبعت لهم واحد اللي هو تيخيكوس يسافر مخصوص لأفسس عشان يطمنهم على أحوال. Whom I sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts. يعني مجرد ده تيخيكوس ده عشان يطمنهم على أحواله ويعذب لهم. طبعا النهارده الكوميونيكيشن اختلفت، يعني ممكن النهارده بالايميل، تليفون، تكست مسجز بتستخدم. وطبعا الكنيسه مش ضد استخدام التكنولوجي في الخدمه، الكمبيوتر والبرزنتيشن والتكست مسجز والايميلز والانترنت والويب سايت، الكنيسه مش against that. احنا actually we have to use these things for the glory of God. بدل ما نسيبها للشيطان يستخدمها للخطيه، احنا we have to use all these things for the glory of God. ف this change is acceptable في الكنيسة. We're not against this change at all. يعني مثلا النهاردة في القداس كانوا بيعرضوا لكم القراءات على PowerPoint presentation. دي حاجة فكرة كويسة. بحيث تبقى قاعد ومركز وبتقدر تقرا القراءات مع وبتتابع على سكرين. ف يعني the church is 100% for using the technology في القراءة وفي الخدمة. احنا وضعت against this. فده extreme of changeable and it is accepted within the church. الحين عم بفكر قول بولس الرسول في الامكانيات الضعيفة اللي هي طبعا بولي كمان ضعيفة if it's compared to our time it's nothing. وقدر يعمل الخدمة الطبقة بينا. وما لو بولس الرسول عايش في ايامنا دي مع كل التكنولوجي والطيارات والكمبيوتر والتعامل ايه؟ يعني فالواحد يحس بصغر نفسه صاد التبليز بولس الرسول. برضو السوشيال كاستمز في حاجات اتغيرت في السوشيال كاستمز. مثلا السليفري تلاقي اتكلم مثلا عارفين رسالة فيليمون ونسيموس ان سان بول ادريس the issue of slavery. وهنا عايز اقول لكم على حاجه، لما بولس الرسول وصف سان بيتر يقول مثلا ايها العبيد اخضعوا لسببكم، احيانا بعض الناس بيقولوا ان Christianity encourages slavery وبيأتاك Christianity، لما تشوف ده بولس الرسول بيقول ايها العبيد اخضعوا لسببكم slaves be submissive to your masters. Is it really Christianity encouraging slavery? No, absolutely not. فما قلت أقول أيها العبيد اخضعوا لسببكم. There is already system in the society no slavery. فسان بول and سان بيتر بينصحوا الناس how to deal with this system. How to take responsibility. فكين بقى نقول لكم even if it's not my fault but I have to be in action. I have to take the initiative. I have to be courageous to take the initiative. فأنت what is the initiative؟ بدل ما تبقى دي حاجة مفروضة عليا وأنا بقبلها بتذمر، no. أنا I will accept it. How I will accept it? When I have the mind of Christ. In Christ, He is the Son of God. He is God in heaven. But He came and took the form of man and accepted to be slave. So once in Anna, I choose this by myself and accept to be submissive to my master by myself. Actually, Anna, I freed my soul from inside from being slave. And now I did it out of choice, not out of compulsion, not out of oppression. Anna, اخترت ديا to be slave. It's not encouragement. لكن هنا في ديس بولس الرسول بيقول لهم how to deal with the current situation from a Christian perspective. لكن مثلا this custom changes right now. فخلاص الكنيسة طبعا بتشجع الحرية. الكنيسة is totally against slavery. يعني برضه عايز اقول ان الكنيسة مش against change in social customs as long as in the طبعا social customs ديان is not against the teaching of the Bible. مثلا another custom اللي هو change the dress. يعني الناس كانوا بيلبسوا زمان مثلا الرجال كانوا بيلبسوا مثلا جلاليب وفي منطقة الريفرنس اللي انا حطيته بتاع Acts 21 verse 11 ده بيقول لما أغابوس the prophet took the girdle of St. Paul وقال اللي روح تصولي له للمنطقة دي هكذا هي البطولة اليهود لما يروح أورشليم. So the custom of the church the dress also changed. Yeah. As long as dress is respectable, but if you don't put it, but if you do it, as long as it protects your body at the temple of the Holy Spirit. So they want to change the Knesset with the Bible. But if you get in the early church, was for temporary necessities كانت ضرورات مؤقتة زي مثلا ايه نقرا in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 يقول and God appointed in the first in the church first apostles second prophets ربنا حط في الكنيسة اولا رسل وثانيا انبياء الرسل والانبياء in the early church were very essential to establish the church, to start the church. عشان كده يقول سنقول بعد يقول مبنيين على أساس الرسل والأنبياء ويسوع المسيح نفسه حجر الزاوية. The church has to be founded on the foundation of the apostles and prophets and Jesus Christ himself is the cornerstone. لكن النهاردة there is no need to have apostles in the church. في بقى successors of the apostles, don't have bishops. لكن we don't have somebody we call it apostle in the same meaning of the 12 apostles or the 72. فدي كان حاجة لها خدمة في وقت معين وخلاص دلوقتي مش موجود. مثلا الجيت لأن برضو كتير من الجيت ناس أحيانا بيفهموها غلط يقولوا موجود في الكتاب المقدس زي مثلا الجيت الثانيس. هل النهاردة gifts of tongues are needed or not needed? What is the purpose of the gifts of tongues? Think about it this way. God had 12 disciples, 72 apostles, and they don't speak except one language. And God wants to spread Christianity all over the world. How he can spread Christianity all over the world? He has to give them the tools, the tongues, to go and preach. So the main purpose of tongues is evangelism. There is no purpose other than this. فعشان كده tongues كانت موجودة في الكنيسة الأولى because there was need for this. وابتدى الناس the gift of tongues went and they spread the word of God all over the world. قبلناه النهاردة كل بيتكلم لغات والcommunication is very easy and almost there is one universal language all over the world هي الانجليش. When you go to any country يعني if you know how to speak English most probably will communicate. فهل is there any need today for the gifts of tongue? No, there is no need for gifts of tongue. فعشان كده يبقى ال gifts of tongue ربنا gave it in a certain time but now there is no need. ولترى في كرونسوس بولس الرسول يقول لك اما الالسنه فايه ستنتهي. So he said this is just given temporarily for a certain purpose but it will disappear. برضو the community of goods اللي هي الشركه ان كل واحد sold what he had and they put it under the feet of the apostles وكل واحد ابتدى ياخد كما له احتياج. This was very يعني essential in the early church. ده كان مهم جدا في الكنيسة الأولى ان يكون في حاجة الشركة دي علشان ما يبقاش حد محتاج ويتفرغوا للكرازة. يعني what's the purpose ان يبقى كل واحد has his needs وبالطريقة دي يتفرغ للكراسة. لكن النهاردة بعد ما already Christianity spread all over the world there is no need to live the same style. فانا عايز اقول لكم ان في حاجات already changed from the first century until now within the church, within the physical name or social customs or these temporary necessities, and now does not exist. نيجي بقى للسؤال هنا بالنسبة لنا في كذا سؤال: how to cope, survive in this spiritual and this fast-changing world? Is there anything that's constant in our world? Usually, when you cope, if you want to cope with the fast-changing world, you need to hold to what's constant, not what's changeable. Remember, if you put your hope on what's changeable, it will change. عارفين يعني عارفين اللي مثلا علم بيت الصحابة، فالصحابة اتحركت ما لقاش بيت، فما تقدرش ان انت to hold to something changeable. لان it changed فخلاص you will lose. لكن you need ان انت to hold to something unchangeable علشان تقدر تفهم. علشان كده we have to search for what is constant in our world in order to hold fast to it, and thus we will cope with the fast changing world. سؤال الثالث: is it wise to hold on to the things that are changing, or should we search for what is constant and unchangeable? The only way to cope with the fast-changing world is to hold to what is constant and unchanging. وبعد كده في سؤال هنا أحب أسمع رأيك فيه: can we hold to anything that's unchangeable? إيه ربنا؟ ربنا؟ في حاجة تانية ممكن unchangeable غير ربنا؟ The Bible, the Word of God, that's right, the thing. هو برضو في كلام ده صح. عشان كده انا حطيت السؤال ده: let me differentiate between the absolute unchangeable realm and the relative unchangeable realm. I'll explain to you. When I'm thinking about the unchangeable realm, there is absolute unchangeable and there is relative unchangeable. Also, look at the side of the world. So, how did the apostles and the early church fathers survive their changeable world? Actually, they survived their changeable world when they hold fast to the absolute unchangeable realm. ودي هنتكلم عنها في النقطة الجاية اللي هو the realm of the unchangeable. In order to know how that to cope. إيه the realm of the unchangeable? There are absolute and relative unchangeable realms. When I speak about the absolute realm, أنا بتكلم على مين؟ أول حاجة على ربنا. God, the Godhead, الإلهية. God the Father is the same today as ever. لما نتكلم على ربنا هو لما تيجي تقرا هنا بنتكلم على جاد ذا فادر. لما تقرا في مالاكاي شابتر 3 فيرس 6 مالاكي 3 6 يقول ايه؟ يقول for I am the Lord I do not change. انا هو الرب لا اتغير لا اتغير. for I am the Lord I don't change. Therefore you are not consumed with sons of Jesus. فالله لا يتغير. ونيجي نقول في القداس الأرجوري غير المتغير unchangeable. برضو السيد المسيح حكمه الآب the Lord Jesus Christ remains the same, he is unchangeable too. يبقى the Father and the Son unchangeable. ترى in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 إن يسوع المسيح أمس واليوم وإلى الأبد. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. Yesterday ما بتكلمش على 26 فبراير. Yesterday بتكلم على يعني all the past and today all the present and tomorrow all the future. Actually for God there is no past, present and future. لكن يسوع المسيح هو هو أمس واليوم وإلى الأبد. فيبقى الابن لا يتغير. نفس الكلام الروح القدس. طبعا the Lord Jesus Christ is the Logos اللي هو الكلمة في البداية كان الكلمة. And if the Lord Jesus Christ does not change then his word because he is the Logos, his word is sure and his promises certain and unchangeable. فبرضو the word of God and the promises of God are unchangeable. Or the part of the absolute unchangeable reality. What does the Holy Spirit abide forever? The Holy Spirit doesn't change forever. وبرضو absolute إلى الأبد هو هو. So when we speak about God, God unchangeable. So if we want to hold on to what's absolutely unchangeable, we have to hold on to God. And when you hold on to God, then you will cope with the unchangeable world. برضو يخش تبع الابسوليوت unchangeable really the principle of faith and principle of right and wrong have not and cannot change. عقائد الإيمان والصح والغلط the moral code have not and cannot change. هنديا جزء من مرات وده اللي قاله قديس يهوذا ليس الإسخريوطي في رسالته عدد 3 يقول ايه هي طبعا رسالته صح واحد يقول I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Once for all. الإمام المسلم مرة للقديسين. So the principles of faith are unchangeable. ما قدرش تتغير. فبيقول القديس يهوذا هنا ليس الإسخريوطي ان انتوا تتمسكوا بالإمام المسلم مرة للقديسين. يهوذا عدد 3 يقول أيها الأحباء إذ كنت أصنع كل الجهد لأكثر إليكم عن الصلاة المشترك اضطررت أن أكتب إليكم واعظا أن تجتهدوا لأجل الإيمان المسلم مرة للقديسين. يعني إيه مسلم مرة؟ يعني مرة واحدة. It's unchanging. From the time of the apostle until now, it's unchanging. ربنا مغيرش معاملته مع الناس. لا ربنا مغيرش معاملته مع الناس. فأنا عارف ناس كتير بتتهم الله في العهد القديم إنه he was violent, want to kill everybody. كان ده إحنا لسه الأسبوع اللي فات بنحتفل بصوم يونان وكل صوم يونان بيتكلم how God was gracious, merciful to the Gentiles, not even to the chosen people of Israel, to the Gentiles, never. ومشكلة يونان قال له أنا أعلم أنك رؤوف رحيم طويل البال بطيء الغضب نادم على الشر. So this is the image of God in the Old Testament. طبعا ده تفسير خطأ.
فهنا احنا اور perception of God اللي هو wrong, لكن not God, God did not change في العهد القديم عنه.
علشان كده لما احنا اتكلمنا عن ال principle of faith and what's right and wrong has not and cannot change, هديكوا بعض الأمثلة على ال principles. زي مثلا principles behind changing customs and temporary necessity of the first change are still obligation. يعني لما تلوك كان في حاجات مؤقتة في الكنيسة الأولى, لكن ال principles and the foundation underlying these things are the same. زي مثلا ايه؟ submission to husbands and modesty. It is the same. It didn't change. وللأسف بعض أصوات بتنادي مثلا ان احنا الوصية اللي بنقولها في الإقليل انها تتشال وتتغير. واحيانا بعض اليوث لما يجي مثلا يطبعوا بانفلت بتاعة الويدنج, هما طبعا اللي بيطبعوا بيعملوا الايديتنج كده. فمرة يعني فترة ان ولد من الشباب راح غير في الوصية دي وشالها حكاية ان انت تكوني خاضعة له كما كانت امنا سارة خاضعة لابينا ابراهيم وتقول يا سيدي, راح شايل سنتنس دي خالص. فطبعا اللي هما مش مدركينه ان this sentence is biblical. It's first Peter chapter 3. And if you don't know, الجزء ده is taken as just a quote from the Bible. First Peter chapter 3. So this cannot change. It's a principle. وهنا دي برضو انا مش اتكلم عن موضوع رجل ومرأة دلوقتي اللي كان واقي بيه. لكن it is not against the equality. يعني submission is not against the equality. The son submitted to the father. الفتى لا إرادتي بدرة. And the son and the father are equal. وحتى الزهد تلاقي سنقول يقول لك ايه؟ إن the head of the woman is the man. The head of the man is Christ. And the head of Christ is God. فطيب هل Christ is inferior to God? No, it's not inferior. لكن لما يقول the head of Christ is God, although there is equality, يبقى also لما يتكلم ان the head of woman is the man, يبقى دي there is equality. لكن هنا like in your body, you cannot have two brains and no heart. You have to have a brain and you have to have a heart. They are interdependent. Your brain depends on your heart for nourishment. Your heart depends on your brain and the regulation. So the brain is leading, but the brain gets the nourishment from the heart. In the same way in the family, in who's leading is the husband. Who's nourishing, nurturing and nourishing is the heart. But in part of families, as kids of dysfunction, it turned to have two brains with no heart. You cannot let. فإذا أنا عايز أقول إن submission دي إن biblical and this principle cannot change مع even principal essential. Brotherly affection, humility, hospitality, love, liberality, all these things cannot change. It is principle of faith, it's the teaching of the Bible, it's the word of God, and the word of God abides forever, the one and man, for Isaiah chapter 40. But the principle of ethics and morals are unchangeable. The sermon on the Mount is as relevant today as ever in its ethical demands. And I'm thinking to study the sermon of the on the mountain about Agaba, the moral codes in August we have, Bardo is alive up to today. Yeah, I cannot change these things. Fadian Bardo is alive. Bardo is the principle of faith. It's the same as 2,000 years ago during the time of Christ.
هيجي حد يسألني يقول لي طب أمال مجمع نقي عمل إيه؟ ومجمع أفسس عمل إيه؟
All the ecumenical councils did not add to the faith, but they explained the faith. يعني مجمع نقيا مش جاب فورمولا جديدة كريد، إن الكريد ده did not exist before 325،
ده تاريخ مجمع نقيا 325.
No. A creed,
is the belief in God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and the equality between the Son and the Father, the homoousios, they existed from the first day of Christianity. Like beneath the Ecumenical Council, like there was a dispute on one of the issues, so it clarifies, explains, interprets the faith. Like it does not add to the principles of faith. And the same kind of faith برضو has not changed. يعني ايه the same kind of faith has not changed. لأن النهاردة في ناس كتيرة they try to change even the faith. يقرا كده in James chapter 2 verse 24 يقول لك ايه؟ يقول لك you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Very clear, this is biblical, the word of God. إن الإنسان يتبرر بالأعمال وليس بالإيمان فقط. يعقوب 2:24. فلما أجي النهاردة من أول القرن الـ16 وأقول لأ، أنت ممكن تتبرر بالإيمان فقط بدون الأعمال، ما أقدرش أقول إن ده biblical. It's not biblical. It's very clear in the Bible إن الإنسان يتبرر بالأعمال وليس بالإيمان فقط. فيبقى هنا the faith cannot change and the principle of faith cannot change. طب ايه relative dream؟ انا ضد في absolute dream و relative dream. A relative dream of unchangeable الإيمان الإنسان.
لما بقول relative dream لأن في حاجات ممكن تتغير في الإنسان، لكن في حاجات ما بتتغيرش فيه. لكن لما نتكلم على الأبسوليوت فيلم it's unchangeable period. لكن الإنسان ممكن في حاجات تتغير، لكن في حاجات ما بتتغيرش. إيه اللي ما بتتغيرش؟ يعني مثلا man is basically the same today as always. He's still body, soul and spirit. زي ما تقرا في 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23 سان بول يقول لك ان ربنا يحفظ ارواحكم وانفسكم واجسادكم كاملة في يوم ظهور ربنا يسوع المسيح. So in the composition of man from body, soul and spirit is the same. He still needs full development, physical development, mental development, spiritual development and social development. وغيرك يقولوها لك اما الصبي على سيد المسيح كان بينمو في القامة في النعمة وفي الحكمة، فدين ان هما the four full development area physical, mental, spiritual and social. برضو his choice ان احنا عندنا freedom of choice are still two masters to serve God and the mammon, two roads to travel, the broad way and the narrow way, and two destinies to live eternally, either life or death. But وذلك ربنا قالها في Deuteronomy. I call heaven as witness to you. I have set before you the way of life and the way of death. Choose life to live. So برضو his choices are the same. It did not change. زي ما برضو الأخ قال من شوية the realm of the unchangeable برضو الشيطان والخطيئة. في حاجات فيهم ما تغيرتش. أنا هنا بقى ريلاتيف غير النقطة أبسوليوت. فمثلا sin has the same nature from the time of the fall. Use the same avenues of temptation. 1 John 2:16. فكرنا من بقى إليه إيه؟ Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of the life. Then he hears John 16.
the same works of the flesh are practiced. يعني لما سان بول منشن the works of the flesh أعمال الجسد في غلاطية 5:19-21 دي خطية يعني أعمال الجسد فليه it's the same work today it did not change. مثلا يقول now the works of the flesh are evident which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness. كل the same works of the flesh are the same.
يعني الخطية هي ما تغيرتش.
And the same type of people live. أنانيا وسفيرة، حنانيا وسفيرة.
إخبار
الجماس اللي هو قال أحبني فكان يا جماعة حب العالم الحرب. جوزيفوس مين مشي مين يقول جوزيفوس وزنش الفين؟ مين اللي ذكره؟ خدام مفروض. بروفيسور جوزيفوس. سان جون من هيز ليتر قال أنا جوزيفوس الذي يريد أن يكون الأول بينهم.
He wants to be the first.
أنا ليه بقول الحمد لله؟ حتى لو أنا مش عارف تنسيت لمالها، تنسيت لمال المرائين، تنسيت لمال it's the same. يعني the human nature is the same. From the time of the first church until today, there was Hanani and Safira, there was Demas, there was Gifritus. So the same nature of type of people live. المشكلة بقى ان sometimes there is tendency to change the unchangeable or to change the absolutely unchangeable. هو ده الخطر. So there are many efforts to change the unchangeable. زي مثلا new theology, atheism, زي God does not exist. والهيمانيزم هنا أنا I want to change what's unchangeable. يعني God exists, it's a fact. لكن the idea to change the unchangeable, the idea itself is old, not new. من أيام سفر المزامير مزمور 14 على الواحد وقال الجاهل في قلبه ليس إله. So the ignorant said in his heart there was no God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But actually it is not new, but in Adul Lula, من أيام البدء خالص, the person tries to change the unchangeable. So they try to change God. مثلا, new Christology. New Christology, زي أجلس, he want to change that Christ died by the head of Ruha. I know he is inferior to God the Father. Or in miracles or resurrection demands. Hence, we deny the resurrection of Christ. But, ولكن دي مجرد ظهور يعني المسيح ظهر بروحه إنما he did not rise from the dead. وقالوا دي حاجات قديمة مش حاجات جديدة وممكن تبقوا تقروا الفرنسية. برضو نيو سوتيريولوجي. ايه سوتيريولوجي؟ سوتيريا باليوناني معناها ايه؟ سوتيريا يعني نور دين سوتير. شكور اسمعنا دين سوتير لأبا سوتر. سوتير يعني ايه؟ مخدس. دين يعني اول. سوتير يعني مخدس. كيبقى دين سوتير مخدس لأو مخدس. فالسوتيريولوجي هو علم الخلاص. أولوجي اللي هي جاية كلمة علم فالسوتيريولوجي يعني علم الخلاص. نيو سوتيريولوجي زي مثلا الساينس يقول لك ان انت هي جنوستكس اللي هي you are saved through the knowledge. في ناس بيقدموا كده زي مثلا يقول لك no you don't need the sacraments to be saved. ده برضه change in the سوتيريولوجي. You don't need the sacraments to be saved. New morality. In new morality, يقولوا ان ethics are not absolute but situational. يعني الإثيكس is related to the situation. This is not situation, it's ethics. So maybe some ethics مثلا are proper for the Middle East but not proper for the North, for North America. طبعا الإثيكس دي فعلا moral code والإثيكس دي from the absolute unchangeable in the world of God. And unfortunately, there are efforts within some churches, here and about churches, also denominations, to change the unchangeable. New hermeneutics. Hermeneutics is the علم التفسير. Hermeneutics is the علم التفسير. The three terms. New hermeneutics, renew rapport with error. And then I تعمل بقى ايه? To be tolerant to the error. فمثلا بعض الكنائس approved the same-sex marriage, but can have approved the homosexuality. هنا يقول لك عملوا ايه? Rapport with the error. ولكن برضو التندنس to do these things دي قديمة من زمان. يعني أفكار الإنسان الشريرة اللي هي عايزة تغير غير المتغير دي حاجات very old not new. على شكل زي ما شرحت لكم change is permissible only in the area of expedience. زي ما قلت لكم في physical expedience, the communication or transportation وكده. Yeah, change is permissible in this area. In matters of faith and doctrinal truth, we must preach the unchangeable gospel. This verse the Rasul يقول في غلاطيا. إن بشرناكم نحن أو ملاك من السماء بغير ما بشرناكم به فليكن ايه? محرومة أناتيمة. يعني لو نزل ملاك من السماء شوف أكثر من كده في ايه? لو نزل ملاك من السماء وقال لكم غير اللي موجود في البابل don't believe him. Don't believe him. If an angel or even the apostles themselves, if they change their mind or their word regarding the gospel, let them be accursed. وفي جيرمايا 16 في آية جميلة يقول له ابحث على الطرق القديمة. يقول له كده to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Indeed their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in. شوف ربنا يقول لك وقف كده منتصف الطرق وشوف واسأل على طرق قديمة. Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path where the good way is. Ask the good, the old path, the old path of the apostles and the early church fathers. Unfortunately, most of the Christian denominations right now, they despise and ignore the early church fathers. And they go with their own mentality. برغم ان ربنا بيقول لهم شوف الطرق القديمة, the old path, where the good way is, and walk in it, امشي فيها. Then you will find rest for your souls. تلاقي راحة لنفسك. لك تلاقي طوائف متخبطة. متخبطة كل طائفة طلع بفكر وكل طائفة طلع بأيديولوجي. طلعين بأفكار جديدة تخبط. ليه؟ لأنهم تركوا الطرق القديمة زي ما نتكلم على الفاضل. وهم قالوا we will not walk in it. They refuse to listen to that. هنا بقى عايز اشرح لكم الفرق ما بين ال high rise building وال one story motel. هتقول ايه الكلام ده وانا اللي احنا يعني ايه الهاي رايز بيلدينج والموتيل؟ بدون احنا كنيستنا الارثوذكسيه is like high rising building. لكن الطوائف الثانيه is like one story motel. اشرح لكم يعني. الهاي رايز بيلدينج هنسيبني ان الفيرست ستوري فيرست ليفل كانت الفيرست سيم شيء. السكند ستوري ذا سكند سيم شيء. الثيرد ستوري ذا ثيرد سيم شيء. So now the church is 21 stories, 21 levels, but each level is built on the top of the others. But did you change the foundation? The foundation is the same. The principle is the same. So yes, we are growing. Yes, we are changing. Yes, there is growth in the church. لأن أحيانا لما نيجي نتكلم على change the church يقول لك طب the Holy Spirit is working. أنت لو قلت إن إحنا not changing the church then as if the Holy Spirit stopped work. ده أحيانا we start accusing us. لكن طبعا no. إحنا we grow but we grow vertically. We grow vertically on the same foundation. عشان كده الأساس اللي حطه سيد المسيح وبنى فيه سان مارك وبنى فيه ميانوس وأفرانسيس وكيلوس وكل الآباء اللي بتذكر إسلام الله الأمر بيبني فيه. That's why Orthodoxy is like a high-rise building of 21 levels. لكن الدينوميشن بيعملوا إيه؟ بيغيروا الفاونديشن. So it's one story model that has 21 rooms. فتقام the first century, the second century, the third century, the fourth century. كل century has its own foundation. عشان تلاقي the artist connected the older layer, the 21st century, is not built from the first one. وعش في denomination, أنا أقول لك أفضل من the first one. لأنه بعد denomination هدولة عبارة عن ناس خارجوا من الكاثوليك. يعني كل البروتستانتيزم دول بريبروتستنت كاثوليك تشيرش. فلو احنا اتكلمنا ان زير لاين ستارت وذ ذا كاثوليك تشيرش الخط بتاعهم وبعدين جم في 16 سنشري زي بروتستنت اللي الكاثوليك تشيرش وخرجوا منها وفضلوا قايلين منه الفاونديشن ستارت. واحنا بنغير يس بس ات از ريسكي تشينج دينجرس تشينج لان ذي تشينج وات the foundation itself. It doesn't change the foundation. There is no other foundation can be laid except the foundation that was laid by the apostles. You are built on the foundation of the apostles and Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. From here, the church of Kinesa should go in this direction, in the vertical direction, not in the horizontal direction. That's why the return to the fathers is very important. Searching for the old path, زي ما ربنا قالنا في Jeremiah chapter 6. How did the apostle deal with the unchangeable world? إزاي يتعاملوا معاه؟ In the midst of our world today, God is an anchor of our soul and a fixed point of reference for our decisions. عارفين السفينة علشان تقف على الشاطئ لازم ترمي كده على حاجة ثابتة تمسك فيها. ده بيسموه الانكر المرساة. ربنا بقى he is the our anchor because he is unchangeable. And that's what the apostles did. They hold fast to God in all their life. He is unchangeable. So they checked the changeable world with God. And what is accepted by God, the unchangeable, they hold fast to it. But what is not acceptable by the unchangeable God, they completely rejected and they didn't hold fast to it. God, He is an axis around which our life can revolve. Yes, we change, but His axis in the middle, the mehwa, He is unchangeable. But our life revolves around Him. الآية اللي ربنا قالها I am the Lord, do not change. أنا لا أغير. الآية دي اللي في ملاكي actually it was written in a time of great change. يعني وقت ملاكي ده حصل تغيرات كثيرة جدا. ولكن بالرغم كده عشان كده ربنا قال لهم أنا لا أتغير. عشان قال لهم don't يعني be troubled with the changing that all the changes around you because I am the Lord, don't change. أقول لكم مثلا إيه change حصلت في وقت ملاكي.
worship is what Malachi, لما تقرأ بريف السفر ملاحي said worship has become casual as people give only the second or third best to God. ده العبادة في وقت ملاحي. حاجة تانية قررت ان the moral law of God was being disregarded زي النهاردة. الحاجة التالتة اللي غيرت ان God's command to tithe العشور was being ignored. فهنا حصل تغيرات كثيرة والتغيرات دي actually included everybody. عشان كده في وقت تدرس سفر ملاخي neither the priest nor the people of Malachi's day took seriously the threat of the approaching judgment of God. وعش كده ربنا يعني حتى الاستهمة في العهد القديم في سفر ملاخي ربنا قال لهم كلمة صعبة قال لهم priests who despise my name أيها الكهنة المحتقرون اسم. فكان الكل بيتغير بيتغير للأسهم لكن وسط هذه المتغيرات ربنا ظهر وقال أنا هو لا أتغير. It was in that kind of world that God still kept his promises he had spoken unchangeable. If you turn to the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 13, اللي احنا قلناها من شوية, the Lord Jesus Christ, the same as today today and forever, these words were also written in a time of great change. يعني بولس الرسول لما كتب الكلام ده في السفر العبرانيين برضه لان كان was a change, عشان كده قال لهم بس المسيح لا يتغير. The old structures were crumbling and new ones were emerging. ده كان وقت السفر العبرانيين ما اتكتبت. Persecution was intensifying during this time. عشان بص الرسول في العبرانيين قال لهم لم تجاهدوا بعد حتى الدم مقاومين في الخطيه. And to assure God's people that the world never leave, he would never leave them, God emphasized the fact that Jesus Christ never changed. يعني even مع persecution around them. انا بشرح لكم how the fathers, سواء the prophets like during the time of Malachi or our fathers, the apostles like St. Paul, how they dealt with the changeable world. Now, during the time of Malachi, a message is hold to me to God, who does not change. Next, during the time of Hebrews, can see many changes. And one of the major changes is the era of persecution. Ashakira alone, yes. But how to cope and to endure this persecution, you need to hold to the unchangeable, the lower Rabbana. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And because God does not change, the fathers hold to him, and thus were able to cope and survive the changeable world. فالطريقة الوحيدة ان احنا to cope ان احنا to hold to God to the unchangeable. This is the reason for continually reading the church fathers always to return to Christianity original wisdom and superiority. يعني ليس لما تقول لك اقرأ أقوال الآباء تدرس أقوال الآباء. We want you to have the mind of the apostles, the mind of the church fathers, in order to acquire their wisdom, in order to learn from them how to cope with the changeable world, in order to know how to evangelize, how to minister. Why we want to reinvent the wheel? This was a good way, and this was a successful way. And Jeremiah 6:16, go to the old way, where the good way was, and what then? That's why in احنا محتاجين ندرس اعداء الكنيسة ونحفظ اقوالهم ونمشي في فكرهم. That is the source of wisdom. The main problem with some churches today is that when one goes long enough without reading the early church fathers and forfeit the spiritual nourishment of their words and spirit, one very easily drifts and becomes lost in today's mentality. Ma huwa, either you will allow the church father to shift your mentality or to allow the new philosophies and today's mentality to shape your mentality. So, أنت تلميذ منين؟ بتتلمس على مين كخارج الكنيسة؟ هل أنت بتتلمس على الـ old ways و church fathers ولا بتتلمس على الـ today's mentality؟ دي نقطة مهمة جدا وأنا بكلمكم في الخدام وتعرفين يعني إحنا هنا في الغرب we are in luxury regarding the church fathers. And مش بس في الغرب يعني in the place and in the time. أقول لك إيه in the place and the time. يعني إحنا مثلا في مصر من 20 سنة ولا 30 سنة فاتت ما كانش كتب بتاعة أقوال الآباء available last available today available in Arabic. ما كانش available. يعني لما كان يترجمون هكتب كل كام سنة تبقى فرحانين بيه. وبعدين علشان تشتري مثلا المجموعة بتاعة آباء نيكيا مثلا عشان تشتريهم it was very very expensive. Nobody can afford. كان مثلا وقتها ممكن توصل مثلا لو 500 دولار يعني مثلا حاجة بتاعة 1500 جنيه ولا 2000 جنيه يمكن يقدر يشتري السلسلة دي عشان يقرا ويدرس فيها. فما كانش يعني من 20 30 سنة لا كانت الكتب مترجمة بالعربي ولا كانت الكتب even affordable. يعني nobody can afford ان هو يشتري الكتب دي ولا الحاجات دي ترانسليت للعربي was not there. نشوف النهارده within the touch of your finger if you go to the internet you don't have to pay a penny or a cent. You will find all the church fathers on the internet but they're in English. موجودين. ليه احنا النهارده بنقعد نجيب كل الكلام ده ونقرا فيها ونسيب اباء الكنيسه؟ They discuss every single issue in our life. They can tell the Bible. ده يقول لك لو فرضا يعني البايبل فقد you can collect it through the Bible. ده معناه ان هم they quote every single verse in the Bible in the Bible. فلما نمشي احنا في اتفاق روحي بسبب عدم قراءة أقوال الآباء it will just reflect it on our mentality. Reflect it in the way we solve our problems, the way we address our issues, the way we evangelize, the way we deal with the youth. فلازم احنا نرجع لأقوال الآباء in order to acquire their mind, their wisdom, their mentality. لو رحت برضو على الفيسبوك سايت under links هتلاقي احنا حاطين بتاعك 7 or 8 links كلهم تقول لي شيرش فايت فكلهم موجودين. لما نقول you need to hope to God لما نقول you need to hope to God that's faith that Iman hoping to God. The word faith refers to your Christian doctrine without any additions or any deletions. So in order to cope with the changeable world, you need to have strong faith. The revelation of God is full and complete in Jesus Christ, His Son. That doesn't mean that our faith doesn't need to be re-examined, re-expressed, or re-applied. ده لما بشرحه في المجامع المسكونية عملوا ايه؟ They didn't add, they didn't delete, لكن they explained, they re-applied. بل re-articulated, ده اللي عملوه. لكن the faith, the principle of faith is the same, it did not change. Every person and every generation needs to do that, but our challenge is always to have a deeper understanding and a clearer expression as well as broader application of our faith. Give up on church fathers and especially Lord, I want to go quickly. If the church fathers understood God's revelation correctly, then I should believe the same as they did. يعني لو church fathers understood God correctly. وأنا النهاردة my understanding of the Bible is different than their understanding. يبقى هو wrong. It's me. لو هما for 16 centuries they worshipped a liturgical worship and they believed in the change of the bread and wine to the blood and body of our Lord Jesus Christ for 16 centuries. If I came today and said otherwise, you know who's wrong? It's me. ما قدرش أقول إن هما بيقولوا wrong. And when I hold that to the Church Father and Heavenly Church Father, that's not being old fashioned. That actually is smart. I mean, that is not reinvent the wheel. Just follow. Homa, they give you all the experience. Just follow them. That's what wisdom. One of the glories of the Church is that it usually doesn't change too much or too fast. Then I said, look, I'm okay, then, because the Kinesis. طب الكنيسة دايما يحدث جرادولي كده. The church yeah, is very kind and compassionate on their children. They don't move you from one season, liturgical season, to another season, fast or quickly. تيجي مثلا يوم جمعة كبير بعد كل صلاة الحزانة موجود في فردي. يروح وقت الخلال الأبوغلاسيس is smooth transition. بدأنا كده طول نص حزينة نص سنة وانقلك بعد كده لبعيد. لأن think about it, if you jump from Good Friday to the liturgy of the feast, then can be emotionally disturbing from الحزن والألحان والثواب والعلق الكنيسة كل ده on Good Friday jump to the joy of the resurrection. Yeah, it can be difficult. عشان الكنيسة تعمل لك this small transition. تيجي الكنيسة مثلا في خلال 50 days بتوع الريزوريكشن ازاي تدي لك smoothly الأبوستلز فاست. تيجي في اخر 10 days ما تعملش البروسيشن بتاع الريزوريكشن except on Sunday only. بعدين نيجي بقى صلاة السكتة the prostration prayer الأول the first one تبقى joyful السكتة تبقى half and half والثالث تبقى annual. شوف كيف تبقى تنقيمك تدريجي بل واحد كده يعني بس مش موضوعنا. بس هنا اللي عايز أقول لك in one of the glories of the church إنها usually doesn't change too fast or too much even حتى في الطقوس بتاعتها. There is something stabilizing about coming to the church and praying the divine liturgy, the same liturgy that St. Mark, St. Cyril, St. Basil, St. Gregory pray. And I'm not going to kick off. The fact is that the liturgy that we pray today, it is the same liturgy used by St. Basil. This is a feeling of security. And the same liturgy, the same words that I utter today were uttered by St. Basil 1600 years ago. So I really deep the sense of security. The church fathers were like the conscience to the world. كانوا زي الضمير بتاع العالم. They were like the conscience to the world. الضمير. الضمير بيعمل ايه؟ الضمير بيعمل ايه فيك؟ بيقلبك. مفروض كده يعني. Such a criticism. اخبرك. Fought against the ungodly wedding receptions and parties in almost all his sermons. اقرا بس اي sermon to St. John Chrysostom. اي sermon. أحيانا أنا كنت مرة بحضر عظة على الميلاد فكنت عمال أقرأ عظة على الميلاد. I don't know how he jumped from nativity to the ungodly wedding reception. Apparently, this was the custom
ان في وقتهم ايام جون كريزستون ان يجوا بقى يجيبوا رقص وغنى ومش عارف وموسيقى وشرب وخمر وحاجات زي كده في الريسبشن. عشان كده in every sermon he addressed this issue. في كتاب اسمه Marriage and Family Life by St. John Chrysostom تبعوه في المهير. كتاب ده يمكن تجيبوه تقروه كلكم وبرضه بيتكلم عن حكايه الويدنج ريسبشن في فيسبوك. ده اخوان احنا زايدين فهم وسمعت انه اترجم للعربي لكن كان في المهير تبعوه اسمه Marriage and Family Life. They did not regret sin, although they were so kind and compassionate with the sinners. They did not regret sin, although they were so kind and compassionate. They did not compromise the truth in order to keep the numbers. They did not compromise the truth in order to keep the numbers. Sometimes we don't lose numbers, we compromise the truth. But then it was not after numbers. In John chapter 6, لما اتكلم على الكوميونيون قال له this is a hard saying, this is a difficult saying, who can accept it? Well, and from the time many of his disciples left him and walked no more with him. المسيح عمل ايه؟ قال لهم تعالوا okay, this is not my body. No. He looked at the disciples and said, do you want us to him? فبطرس قال له, who shall we go? You have the word of God. مع الشاب الغني قال له don't be perfect, go save what you have, fix the world for me. He wants sorrowful. Maybe in today's mentality أيام تقولوا بيها كل مالك فما تقولوا بيها 50% بل 20%. Now what is about to be used so tight, so difficult on him. He couldn't accept this. What? مش sorrowful. هو ده صحيح. Sedition did not compromise. This is the law. If you want to be perfect, that's what you need to do. He did not compromise the truth to keep the numbers.
What's the conclusion?
An unchangeable world. There is the unchangeable meaning, God, His word, His answers. As the church father said, we need to hold to the absolute unchangeable meaning in order to cope with the changeable world. What's that absolute? They are our faith, moral ethical obligation, personal accountability, ultimate hope. بذكر أربع حاجات. إحنا اتكلمنا بس يمكن على الأول فيس اللي هي نمبر 1. الباقيين بقى موجودين عندكم في الروم. يعني المورال والإيثيكال أوبليجيشن والبيرسونال أكاونتبيلتي والأرتمنت فور.